The Mother and Mistress of All the Sins by J.C. Philpott. I hate pride and arrogance. Proverbs 8, verse 13. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. Proverbs 16, verse 5. Of all sins, pride seems most deeply embedded in the very heart of man. Unbelief, sensuality, covetousness, rebellion, presumption, contempt of God's holy will and word, deceit and falsehood, cruelty and wrath, violence and murder, these and a forest of other sins have indeed struck deep roots into the black and noxious soil of our fallen nature, and, interlacing their lofty stems and gigantic arms, have wholly shut out the light of heaven from man's benighted soul. But these and their associate evils do not seem so thoroughly interwoven into the very constitution of the human heart, nor so to be its very lifeblood, as pride. The lust of the flesh is strong, but there are respites from its workings. Unbelief is powerful, but there are times when it seems to lie dormant. Covetousness is ensnaring, but there is not always a bargain to be made, or an advantage to be clutched. These sins differ also in strength in different individuals. Some seem not much tempted with the grosser passions of our fallen nature. Others are naturally liberal and benevolent, and whatever other idol they may serve, they bend not their knee to the golden calf. But where lust may have no power, covetousness no dominion, and anger no sway, there, down in the inmost depths, heaving and boiling like the lava in the crater of a volcano, works that master sin, that sin of sins, pride. Pride is the mother and mistress of all the sins. For where she does not conceive them in her ever-teeming womb, she instigates their movements and compels them to pay tribute to her glory. The origin of evil is hidden from our eyes. Whence it sprang, and why God allowed it to arise in His fair creation, are mysteries which we cannot fathom. But thus much is revealed, that of this mighty fire which has filled hell with sulphurous flame and will one day envelop earth and its inhabitants in the general conflagration, the first spark was pride. Pride is therefore emphatically the devil's own sin. We will not say his darling sin, for it is his torment, the serpent which is always biting him, the fire which is ever consuming him. But it is the sin which hurled him from heaven and transformed him from a bright and holy seraph into a foul and hideous demon. How subtle, then, and potent must that poison be, which could in a moment change an angel into a devil? How black in nature, how concentrated in virulence, that venom, one drop of which could utterly deface the image of God in myriads of bright spirits before the throne, and degrade them into monsters of uncleanness and malignity. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.